Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Now let's talk about sales leadership and what makes up that leadership. And I call it the sales leadership triangle. It's in the book. It's pretty basic. It's got 3 points as a diagram, an example. And on those 3 points of the triangle is wisdom, empathy, and experience. A lot of people that I deal with say, well, I'm not a leader. I can't be a leader. I don't see myself as a leader. And this is what you want to focus on: wisdom, empathy, and experience. When you combine those 3 things and put those together, then you are a leader in my experience, and you can display leadership qualities and you can share that and inspire people as a leader when you combine those. Again, wisdom, empathy, and experience. Now, let's talk about wisdom first. Wisdom is the application of knowledge and information to a particular situation. That's how I view wisdom. Again, without getting into a technical Webster's dictionary, definition of it, it is the application of knowledge and information to a situation. Having knowledge, having information is great. The challenge is that right now everybody has that. If you have something broken in your house or you need to do something on your car, you can go on YouTube and you can watch a video on how to do it. The wisdom comes in is how do you apply that to your situation and what you need, right? Let's say you need to change a tire on your car. Well, watching a video on how to change a tire is good. That's knowledge information. Wisdom is how do you do that for your type of car in your kind of situation? That's going to be more on the wisdom. That's about applying it to what you need. When you're a leader, especially of the sales conversation, especially of this transaction, and you're applying wisdom, it's about more than just knowledge and information. It's about taking that for the prospect situation and applying that to what they want, where they want to go. And I love this quote. I have it in the book. I'm not super great at quotes all the time, but this one sticks with me because I think it's a perfect example, especially of where salespeople go wrong and they just think one size fits all, or they think if I have knowledge and information, if I know the facts and figures, I can sell people because I can just spit out all of these things. And so the quote is from Miles Kington. And the quote is that knowing tomato is a fruit is important, but knowing not to put it in a fruit salad, that's wisdom, right? Yes, tomato is a fruit. Avocado is a fruit, technically. But knowing that you wouldn't put those things in a fruit salad, that's the key difference. And that is what people who want to follow a leader understand. They want it to be about them. They want to feel like it applies to them. In your sales process, that's what your prospects want. They want to know that you care about them and that you have wisdom that applies to their situation. Again, not just facts and figures, features and benefits, whatever's written on the brochure, whatever your company told you that is important, but how do you apply it to them, which we're going to talk about in a later session. Empathy on this leadership triangle. Empathy, what is empathy? To me, empathy is caring about the other person and their benefit and remembering that they are different than you. I think that's a big key with that, right? It's not just understanding and caring about you as a human, but it's really also pulling ourselves and extracting ourselves from the fact that our default nature as humans is to think about ourselves and put ourselves at the center of the universe and put ourselves at the hero of every single story that occurs in our life, where we are the center and then everything else is outside. The challenge with that is that most people feel that way. Most people view themselves as the center of their own universe and the hero of their own story. If I think that way, I think I'm the center and the hero, and then you think you're the center and the hero, and I forget that you think that you're the center and the hero, and I don't treat you that way, then you won't feel like I care about you. Really effective, empathetic people who show that and make people feel that, not just help them feel it, but like make them feel, hey, I care about you, right? And that's a strong word, make them feel, is they're doing it in such a way, which is, it's not about me, this is about you, right? Like I have my own stuff, I have my own stories, I have my own things, my own stuff going on, but that doesn't matter right now. What matters is you, and I care about you.